Cinco de ammo. Go out and buy as much ammo as you can. Buy 5 boxes of every kind of ammo you can find, unless you live in California and there's a limit on 3 boxes at most of the places you go. Cinco de ammo. I didn't realize it was Cinco de ammo until about 2 minutes ago when Lou told me. We were trying to figure out the archives for the intelligence report for our playback. I am Dutch Jones. Thank you for tuning in. I got to move the microphone farther away. Stand by, everybody. I want to move it. I am Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. There is, I swallowed a bug about 20 minutes ago, and it still hasn't gone down. It's fighting to get out. There is no real Dutch Jones. That is a name. It is a collective. It is a group effort here. It is a nom de guerre, name of war. And don't think for a minute that we're not at war. It's the second war of federal aggression, as I like to say. But we've got not just the foes from that side, we've got foes on our own side throwing things at us. Speaking of archives, we just found out, I knew our archives would be taken off First Amendment Radio and we wouldn't have access to them and he would just probably dump them in the trash from previous shows. But the archives for our church and Pastor Warren Mark Campbell, he dumped those too. So what a weasel thing to do. It's sad, but fortunately, when somebody does something evil, it gives somebody with a true loving heart of Christendom to do the right thing. And Olima set us up, without being asked, on her own accord, an archive site. And I put it in the chat room. I'm going to do it again here. Control-V, because I have it copied. I'm going to keep doing it. an archive site, and that is daisydoor.net/Dutch/Dutch.html. So if you want archives, she got our show yesterday. She got yesterday's show. I thought yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. You keep telling me. What is today?
5th.
I'm looking at it. It didn't say the 5th. Anyway, yesterday's show was not lost. She was able to capture it. Thank you. That must mean that you record them. God bless you. But you go to HTTP, those two little dots, /// Daisy Door, just like Daisy May or the flower, daisydoor.net/Dutch/Dutch.html, and there are several shows archived there. So that saves us a lot of bandwidth, you doing that. That's actually going to save us some money. I don't know if you were listening in a loop before we came on. We're running out of bandwidth. But now that Daisy has decided to do that, thank you. Thank you very much, Daisy. I just said Daisy. Olima. Is Daisy your name? I was wondering. man, excuse my hurling here. And I literally swallowed a bug. Literally swallowed a bug. And when you go to that site, there is also a link there to the church at Kaweah. And what we'll do is we'll get with you, Olima, through the email. And we will figure out, because we've got a ton of sermons that we need to upload. And if you tell us how we can do that. That's not my name. I knew that. I was just misspeaking. Your real name is Olympia Daisy, right? That's a great name. I like that name. That's an interesting name. Unlike my real name, which is incredibly boring and bland, but that's why I came with Dutch Jones. You know, brick hard body. You know, something like that. So, okay. Boy, just moments before we went on the air, we found out that Nicholas had done something else weaselly. And it's just, we cannot get away from it. The last name is not Daisy either. Okay. I'm sorry there, Olima. You did a nice thing, and here I am making fun of you. I hope you know it's meant in love. That's very nice of you. So that way, if people go to look you up, they'll look up the wrong person. So there you go. So I want to move on. I want to stop this stuff from happening, but he just keeps doing stuff. And it's weird, you know, just to drag on like that, but that's him. If you heard during the message, there's DutchJones.com. Somebody captured that. Thank you. I'm sure Nicholas is listening right now, too. I bet he listens all day long. It's the kind of guy he is. You know, he's like, Snidely Whiplash kind of guy. He even kind of looks like that. We should get his picture up. We'll put his picture up on the page. Quick, Lou, before he blocks us, capture his picture somewhere. And we'll put it up on the. So if you see him on the street, you'll know to go to the other side of the street. Because, you know, somebody called me today and said, you just suffer collateral damage just from looking at him. And it's sad. And somebody, S.S. Bear Lover, sent me a list of emails from somebody back in 2005 that had similar problems but in a different vein. Guy actually ended up murdered. I don't think Nicholas would do that, but strange. Just, hey, Rocky Hill Ranger. I don't understand why people keep fighting. It's not working, is it? What did I do wrong? Is it playing them? Okay, Mark Hornke's playing on the FM side. If you want to contact me, the easiest way is to go to ubroadcast.com and just put in Dutch Jones and then get in the chat room there. Or go to dutchjones.tk. That's J-O-E-N-S. dutchjones.tk, and you can get in the chat room there. We have a MySpace page now. I think I got two friends now. I think one is Stacy and one is Poker Face. You can go to MySpace and just put in Dutch Jones Show at yahoo.com and they'll find us, or type in Dutch Jones. Make us your friend. Excuse me. Boy, I'm drinking water and everything. You have to get me more water after this. Maybe I swallowed a bird, not a bug. It was one of the woodpeckers who wounded. But you can go to there and you can do that. And then if you go to the U Broadcast site, you can see a place where you can embed the player. Cut and paste that onto your MySpace page, and you can embed the player, so we'll get more listeners. Then you can go around to, like I did on Alex Jones's site. Went to Alex Jones, put it in there, and what are you doing, Lou? What's the problem?
The queue.
Do we have a problem with the queue? Mm-hmm. Okay. And embedded in a comment there, and it played for a while. I do it at NBC, ABC, all that. So all those high-value places like that do that. The Bible study tonight is at 7, Rocky Hill Rangers, so you're going to have to leave about 6 to get here, and we're videotaping it. I don't know if we're going to offer it or sell it or what, but we're starting our Bible study up here tonight at the Church of Kaweah on Providential History of America. Where's the book?
Let me get it right here.
America's Providential History... by authors Mark A. Belisles, that's B-E-L-I-L-E-S, and Stephen K. McDowell, and that's Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen K. McDowell. And that is from Providence Press, America's Providential History. And we're going to embark. This is only, and I'm going to say only, but it's chock full of good information. 294 pages in a large textbook. It's like a school book, college level, grad level book. We're going to take 2 years to go through it, 45 minutes a night on Wednesdays, because we spend about 15 minutes singing and in prayer, and then we'll spend 45 minutes going through America's history. And it's imperative that you get this book if you come to the Bible study. And if you miss a day, you're going to miss a lot. I cut out. I didn't know it. let's see. Am I back? Because it says I'm going. Good. Man. How now, brown cow? Let's see, I don't know what you guys missed. I seem to be doing good here, and it says it's sending, so we have to make sure that nobody's downloading anything. Lou! Oh, he ran off. So we're going to keep... let's see, Rocky, you can ride with us if you want. Okay, good. So we're going to be doing America's Providential History. Starts tonight. Be there at 7. I'm going to be there at about 2 minutes after 7, because I have to run down the hill from where I do the broadcast here. It's amazing. You guys see. We are going to have the tapes made, but I don't know how we're going to convert them over to the DVD or anything right away, because we're just so far behind on all of our requests for video up here. Everybody wants stuff. So the audio is back. Good. Okay. So what I'm talking about is Wednesday nights, the Church at Kaweah in Kaweah, California. If you're listening in California and you can get up here, we're going to do a 2-year in-depth study of a 300-page textbook on America's Providential History. Chuck still can't see anything in the room. This is weird. If we are not under attack by cyber freaks, I don't know what's going on, because it seems like everything should be working fine. It works fine all day long until we try to do the live show. Now, that could say more about my internet connection, but we are under attack from the enemies that I'm not going to say his name anymore. But things are going on. He messed with the archives. He disconnected some things from the church website. Just bitter, bitter separation. It's sad. It's really sad. I hate to chase more people away from the church, but I'm not chasing him away. The thing that happened between him and I had nothing to do with the church. So if he wants to be a baby and hurt the church, that says more about him than it does about us up here, right? So the archives will be back up. Lewis just found what Olima had done for us. If you're getting in late, Olima at, and I'm going to post it again, Control V, at this website that should come up here, is going to be able to... Lou, are we running? Are we streaming anything? Because everybody says it's buffering. Oh, man. We may have to push the show to later in the day, because I think what happens is that we're all on the same satellite up here in this little community. And I think all the hippies are downloading their YouTube videos and watching their... American Idol replays from during the week. Because I can see that I'm streaming constantly. I am streaming constantly through the interface here. And if I see everything on my end, that's good. It all depends, weird, like how you hook in. When you'll see tomorrow night, we're going to be on a Comcast cable feed. You'll see the difference. You'll see the difference in the audio quality. So that's why we've got to get out of this location, and we've got to get to a retail spot down on the highway or move into Exeter or something. You can see the difference in audio quality. You can, because the little lights won't be bouncing. It'll be flat. Sit. What are you doing, Lou? We're not streaming anything. I need water, Lou. You went and got water for yourself. I'm choking on a parrot here that I swallowed. So at least people can do the text. So anyway, if you guys go over to the other network I used to be on, I think he even shut down his chat room because people were berating him in there. It's just sad. I didn't do any of this. It's not like I'm orchestrating minions. This is either done out of love or hatred for Nicholas for other people. So, I don't know if this is happening. People are saying that it may be him interfering with our show. I don't know. I don't know if he's that smart. I wouldn't do it to him. I don't know why he would do it to us. It's just sad. Flower growing studies. I'm not sure what that is. But if you go to daisydoor.net/Dutch/Dutch.html, you can get the archives. And that'll save us a lot of bandwidth doing that. So thank you, Olima. Oh, yeah. The Rocky Ranger says that the hippies will watch your flower growing studies. Now I have a phone call. We got a lot of calls yesterday, and that was great. We had a studio audience yesterday, too, and we had people asking if they could come up and be in the studio audience. In fact, I thought Rocky Hill Ranger would be up here again. The phone number to call in is 559-561-8225. That's 559-561-8225. And we're just going to get to it. I'm going to try. Oh, let's hope this is safe here. If I go off the air, you guys call me on the phone. I need you to call me on the phone because I can't see the chat room when I'm doing this. And Lewis can't see it either, because he's over there. As soon as we get Stacy's computer back, well, and up and in the system, which we haven't been able to integrate it back in, we'll be able to do it. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, here's something. I'm getting emails from people saying, did you know that Obama is heavily invested in British Petroleum oil? Interesting. They were also a huge contributor to his campaign, British Petroleum, which is also linked up with South Korea, which who else knows is involved in that thing. So I find it funny, one, that he's going to hurt himself financially on the face of it, but follow my line of thinking here. By using this oil explosion on the derrick out there and the following catastrophe to limit oil drilling off our coast, which makes us more dependent on foreign oil, plus if he's invested in British Petroleum and they're contributing to his campaign, is he going to get insurance funds for this? I mean, will he be compensated for it? Is that why he's putting so much federal money into the recovery effort? And this just falls in the line of just crooked politicians. He doesn't have to be a New World Order guy for this. Scary stuff, that he's doing that. But figure this out. British Petroleum is a foreign oil interest. Why were they off our coast drilling? Why were they off our coast drilling? He's banned us from doing it, and then British Petroleum was out there, which he's part of. So there are other oil rigs. Are they going to be continued to drill? Allowed to drill? So I don't know. It's another scary, shaky layer here. The more you know, the less you want to know. And it gets stranger as you go into it. I've gotten several emails from people wanting to know that, and that's all I found, is that the number one, the highest level of money that British Petroleum put into American politics was into Barack Obongo. Uh-huh. So really, really weird thing going on there. The stock market today wasn't as bad as yesterday from last I saw, and I apologize because I don't have a whole lot on it, and I don't really follow the stock market. But they say it has a lot to do with what's going on in Greece. And what's going on in Greece? Anarchists are rioting. The anarchists in Greece, mostly, and those communist Marxist workers burned out a bank today and killed two or three people in the bank. They're trashing the country because the federal government over there, the communist government, the socialist government, rather, is instilling these value-added tax-type regulations that are just going on. so that they can help with their national debt. They're in debt to like Germany and all these other countries, and their country's falling apart. So is Portugal, so is Spain, Ireland, I think Iceland was one of them. But what was funny is that the name anarchist kept coming up. Anarchist, anarchist, anarchist. And then I'm listening to the local radio while I'm driving around trying to get some work done today. And they say San Francisco today, this is San Francisco, wants special federal funding, special police operational units to deal with domestic terrorists known as anarchists. They said for the past decade they've been building, they've been planning and going through this. There's going to be, they said, firebombings at different facilities, you know, massive vandalism of these anarchists. So now they're adding the anarchists to the terrorism thing. We're hearing it on the world news that anarchists. Well, what I want you to know is that when you hear anarchists, it's not, that's like a catch-all phrase. What is an anarchist? Well, an anarchist is whatever they say it is. Now, there are groups out there that are legitimate anarchists, and I came from that background as a little blue-haired, mohawked punk. And I know what they do. And it's like Olima said in the room, there are different types of anarchists. And people may get mad at me, but in this case, I'm going to defend them, because if San Francisco is going to come up with this whole new funding, they're going to say anybody who protests anything that San Francisco is doing is going to be an anarchist now, so they can get federal funds for it. They're extending the deviant cover for what doesn't agree with them. And I always thought anarchists were fine in San Francisco. You know, you've got the extreme, you know, animal rights activists. You've got the sodomite agenda people. But yet they're focusing on anarchists, the people who go out for the World Trade Organization. We've got a movie here. What's that movie right next to you? What's that called? We're going to watch it tonight and review it. The Battle in Seattle. I wanted to watch it before I went on the air today to get some info on this for you. But I didn't get to watch it, and I'll probably watch it after the Bible study tonight. But you've got to be careful. It will be real easy, and I do it too, where I go, oh, those stinking anarchists. Well, not all the anarchists are the same, so now they're going to start putting them in the domestic terrorism plot. This thing in New York really blew up in their face because it wasn't some middle-aged, fat, white guy, laid-off worker from Detroit, was it? It was a recently nationalized person of Pakistani descent. But last month it was Christian militia demonized domestic terrorists, Houthari. So now for some reason they're focusing, they're gonna use that anarchist label. When I know real anarchists, and people who go out and protest at the Tea Party are not anarchists, but that's what it is, folks. You label your enemy, you dehumanize them with some kind of label like that. It makes it a little easier to round them up and put them in camps. So let's watch this one. San Francisco saying they're going after anarchists and want federal money. You know, what's the mayor over there? I forgot his name, the sodomite. As long as they're queer, let them do it. That's right. Obama will make another department of anti-anarchists. Yeah. They've got to label everybody, don't they? Are we doing good, Lou?
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking frantic over there like you're looking for something. San Francisco going after anarchists.
Queer!
Oh, that's what you're looking for? And we label our enemies because there are some enemies that are so far over the other side of the line that they're worth labeling and making sure we know who they are and where they are. But this anarchist thing isn't what it seems, and I don't want you people to think that's what it is. These aren't going to be a bunch of radicalized youth that believe in no government. These are going to be people that are just out protesting normal things that they're going to call anarchists. Because we all have that image of the Molotov-tossing, long-haired anarchist. I mean, need I tell you things that happened, and I'm not a big fan of the 60s, folks. I'm not a big fan of the hippie movement or any of that. But I'll bring up Kent State. Kent State, that was murder. What happened at Kent State when the National Guard fired in Ohio on those students. And those were all of these young anarchists, you know, that kind of thing. It starts. And it'll ebb and flow. It's just like in 1984, the book by George Orwell. Our enemy today is our friend tomorrow, and our ally today is our enemy tomorrow. So don't be surprised if we start getting some listeners here, because I'm going to reach out to some people in the so-called anarchist movement to find out more about what they're doing. Because somebody in here said that they know a lot of anarchist Christians. I find that strange, but I'm going to research it. I want to find out about it. These are kind of things that I wouldn't be allowed to do on First Amendment radio, huh? I spent the day conversing. Let's see. I escorted the police with denture cream and pelt them with. Weber's old time candies. Yeah. I was talking today with some fighters. Now these were Croatian fighters, in the Balkans through chat, finding out what their view is, because I know what the Serbian cause is and I don't have a big problem with it. The Croatians, though, they have a history of aligning. Well, they were with Hitler during World War II. But I wanted to talk to them to find out what they're fighting over there, and they're fighting the Marxist Muslims, and to some extent the Serbs. They're kind of, the UN is doing over in Eastern Europe what it did in Africa, and they're going to do it here. So I have to talk to the people that are victims of it. They move whole cities around so that they put enemies right next door, and in fact surrounding each other, knowing that the natural thing will take place, that they will fight over ethnic or religious or whatever differences, and then they can call for UN peacekeepers and then truly come in and control what's going on. I still haven't figured out what Eastern Europe has to offer that the UN wants to steal, unless it's just to be a meat grinder to send people into to die. I mean, until 9/11 we were all over Chechnya and Azerbaijani helping the Muslims there fight the Russians. And now after 9/11, suddenly, we're on the Russians' side again. And, we backed the wrong people in Bosnia and Herzegovina and all that stuff. Great movie to watch is Shot Through the Heart. Kind of gives you a neutral look at it, but to see what was going on. Bear says, I have the Anarchist Cookbook. No, that's not for little afternoon tea parties. The Anarchist Cookbook is definitely a good thing to have. So somebody says, and this is what I'm getting at, the government is just running scared to preserve their power structure, Oleman. That's exactly what I'm getting at. The labeling of the anarchists, the stepping up of the pressure. I mean, we don't hear anything about what's going on in the former Yugoslavian state, which was created after World War I, which is a fake country. The manipulation of the New World Order to put peoples together that don't like each other, to label people under one umbrella statement like anarchists that are just out protesting legitimate corporate violations and criminal attitudes and activity. They're getting ready for something. The stuff that's going on in Africa, we talked about Peter Hammond on Monday, how they're going after the Christians there. The common thread is, and yeah, the Croatians are Catholic, I think, so there's a, and we can argue all day whether or not Catholics are Christian. I'm not going to do that. But when you have Marxism and Islam teaming up to destroy people who even think they're Christian, then we see what's going on. PennDOT says the Serbs are good fighters. They're hardcore. They definitely are. Some of the Serbs I spoke to today on chat. And this is the wonder of the Internet. In the old days, we had the letters of correspondence and the printing press. The biggest thing that got America free after the churches was the printing press, where ideas could be shared. Well, today, this show on a small level and the other shows on a larger level and all those things, you need to know that we need to talk to these people. We need to talk to the Serbs. We need to talk to the Croats. The cause of liberty is not just a California cause. That's obvious. The cause of liberty is not just a Western, Southwest United States cause where we battle Aslan and the illegal immigration invasion. No. The cause of liberty is a national cause, and it's a global cause. And I'm not saying that we need a one world order of freedom. No, that's not what I'm saying. We need national sovereignties, separate borders, separate peoples living where they want to live, and that's exactly how I feel about it. But if you look, there's 138 battles going on in the world right now, and the UN's involved in two-thirds of them. 138 battles. War. Let's use the word wars. 138 wars going on in the U.S. today. On the world today. On the entire planet. Timor, Sri Lanka, Kashmir. I could just do a whole show naming each war, telling you who's involved and moving on. But the commonality is that it's Marxism and Islam, either together or separate, versus everybody else. The invasions in Europe, where the populations of the Muslim invasion is reaching a tipping point, where the Marxist student movements are reaching a tipping point. And I don't even need to, you guys know about Central and South America. We, our own president, a Fabian socialist, which puts him in the Marxist camp, right? Well, not my president, but you know what I mean. He's the occupational president. The use of maritime law, the usurpation of our rights, you don't really own your property anymore. With things like eminent domain, national security interests, it's all fake. what's his? Remember who owns Fox? Murdoch. Murdoch is a Fabian socialist. He's married to a Chinese national. MySpace is owned by Murdoch. And look at the censorship on MySpace. Because they're talking about Fox News in there. Every source of news we get, we have to question and run it through a truth filter. I don't have a sort. I mean, I used to love all, when I first got in this, WorldNet Daily, all those things. But when you look at who really funds them and where it comes from, it's not just, I mean, on a small scale, we see it with First Amendment Radio and Liberty Radio Live. When you go back and some of the information that's being sent to me by other hosts that have left over the years, and before that it was Truth Radio, a large 50,000-watt powerhouse here in the Central Valley, before Nicholas lost that and he went to the Internet. The battle wages on, and it's always been the same enemies. They've just gotten better at lying about it and covering it up to the majority of the sheep and us 1%ers. Yeah, I say 1%. I don't believe in 3% anymore. We have a duty to keep making sure we expose it at any cost, you know. It just cost my church a member. It cost my church probably a tithe that was coming in from Nicholas in a time when tithes are needed. But I can't back down from the truth. And I'm sure some people at church are going to be mad at me for alienating Nicholas. But that's a microcosm of what the battle is, and that's small compared to what's at cost, what's at stake here. England is a good example of what happens when the Muslims overrun a country. Minuteman, welcome, Minuteman. Don't know who you are, but welcome to the chat room. Welcome to the fray. Keep an eye on the clock, Lou. Coming up in about a minute, I want you to play our commercial and some music. Tell me when you're going to play it. I want you to play it right at 5:30. We have a break here at the bottom. See if I can hawk up the last of that bug. I mean, today I listened to stuff from Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin, yeah, then a song afterwards, about all the people that are CFR, all the pastors in America that are CFR. One camera for every 14 people, yeah. Oh, Chuck can see what they're typing now. No, we can't talk about Chuck anymore in the chat room, guys. Okay, folks, we're going to go to a break and then a song, and I'll be back. I am Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We are a modern-day campfire for patriots only. If you're listening to this to collect data, if you work for the federal government and you're a mole, I hope it gets through to you, because you need to know you'll be the first to go when they start carting them off. Because like Hitler did to his brown shirts, the New World Order will do the same thing to you, you stooges of the man. We'll be right back after this. Is it ready? Not playing.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
One day the federal troops showed up and shot his wife and son. It's coming down. It's all around. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue to aim the crosshairs of their guns at me and you. Way down upon a Waco, Texas farm, I saw the lawless law there flex its long, mean arm. Before the sealed search warrants could even be served, the ATF shot up the place. Some got what they deserve. It's coming down. It's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue. I bet their leaders think they're cool in me and you. Foreign troops, they train upon American soil. They hide and sneak around like snakes that slither and coil. And while the people turn their heads complacently, their federal income tax goes up to fund this tyranny. It's coming down. It's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in blue and black, like the vicious dogs they
are. There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
All for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order. A
new world order.
Attention.
Government. This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations,
government,
the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time to catch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I dance around the Mexican hat. I dance, and that's the end of that.
Oh, boy. I'm getting a comment in the chat room to look at an email, but I don't know which one you're talking about. I've gotten over 97 emails today relating to the show. So, Minuteman, whoever you are, I need to know. So, I don't know which one it is. Maybe you could send it again and put in the topic from Minuteman. Oh, I'm getting more information on the the gas-powered bike. Where'd you guys go? Where are you? During the break in the room, Chuck told us that U.S. Marine recruits are being turned away because they have Confederate flag tattoos. I think that's good. We don't want people who know about the Confederate flag to be working for the UN-run military. So it's a good thing for them. Their young minds may be, you know, upset and not knowing about it, you know, saying, hey, that's not fair. That's too bad. That's just too bad. Somebody sent me an email. I think, is that the one you're talking about? Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Where I got the Humvee that was painted like the General Lee with the Confederate flag. Is that the one you're talking about, Minuteman? Okay, yeah. I can never tell who's who. Steve, yeah, that one was great. Steve from SoCal. See, when you put Minuteman, you should have put Border Patrol Auxiliary or Counter Sniper Border Minuteman. So, yeah, thanks, Steve. I got too many Steves. I got too many Jims. It's funny. We all got the same name. When we all pick nom de plumes, we always nom de plumes. Nom de guerres, we always pick the same kind of names. We don't have enough Bobs, Lou just said.
Dutches.
Well, there's only one Dutch. Is that what you said? Wait a minute. Let me move the mic. Ah. Hang on. What'd you say, Lou?
There's not enough Dutches either.
Yeah, you're darn right there's not. There's only one. Yeah, so... and jack up the... See, there's like four discussions going on in the chat room. But, yeah, I think it's good that our young men and women don't get into the military. I talk to our youth all the time and say, 30 years ago, I may have said, go get the training, join the National Guard, join the Reserve, get out. That's what I did. That's what a better man, one of the best men I've ever met, Robert K. Brown from Soldier of Fortune magazine. I was 15, ran into him in Arizona and said, hey, I want to fight the New World Order. I want to be a mercenary. What do I do? And he says, join the military, get airborne training, get some combat under your belt, and then come out. That's what I tell people to do, but not anymore. Not anymore. I wouldn't give that advice. Stay away from the military. If you want to go to college, get grants. So there you go. I can't remember. I drew a blank. There was a bunch of good stuff. Oh, the torpedo theory is getting more airtime. If you don't remember, I got some emails from people that said that North Korea was angry at South Korea, wanted to send a message to Obama that he shouldn't meddle, and the British Petroleum platform that blew up was actually blown up by a North Korean freighter that had a suicide torpedo mission boat on it, hidden inside of it, that left Havana and then headed off to Venezuela. Well, somebody just sent me another link, and I found more on that. I've talked to the Cornkey camp about it, I think it was. I know I talked to Spike Timmons, and he said that it's a little weird, so I'm not going to endorse that one yet. And the site that you gave me is, you know, about 80%. I like what I see on there, since I didn't get to look at it, but thanks for the link. I will check it out, Rocky Hill. It's good. I got some good news on the motorized bike front for those of us trapped in California. I found a source for them. I gotta find it here. Let me find it again. And just so you know, you can go get a beach cruiser at Walmart for $90, and then you go to this motorized bicycle website, and for $119 you can get one of their motors and put it on there, and you can cruise around 100 to 150 miles a gallon depending on how fat you are, and 30 to 45 miles an hour depending on your weight again. Oh, I clicked on piston bikes. Was that the right one? No, that's not the right one. Motorized bikes, engines, gas-powered, piston bikes. What's this one? Anyway, I'll find the right link. I got to go into my email. Here it is. Oh, here it is. Go back one. And sorry about this. All these years I've been using the computer, I still, when I'm in Yahoo, I still hit the back arrow, and then it takes me out of my Yahoo email and puts me back on the Yahoo main page rather than going to the next one. But I got several emails. A person in Michigan, a company, they will ship to California. They're California legal, CARB stamped and approved little motors that you can put. I think they say they're 80cc, but they look smaller. I think they're more like 60cc. I'm not calling the man a liar. It's just the research I've done. It says that the Chinese call them 80cc's, and that's probably where he gets them from. So we can get those. I'm trying to be a dealer for them. I'm not going to charge an increase for them, but I think these motorized bikes are a good way to go. We were talking about that yesterday, the day before. So once I get this link up, I'll tell you guys about it and do that. Let's see. Randy also mentioned that the North Korea had sunk one of the... Going over in Korea, you got to realize they never stopped the war. They just are under a ceasefire. They never signed a treaty with one another. So North and South Korea, they're still battling it offshore in the different areas of international waters. North Korea claims far more than they're entitled to under international law. Okay, here it is. www.bikemotorkit.com. www.bikemotorkit.com. Go to that website. Check those out. I'm definitely going to do it when we ever get ahead here. I'm going to do what I can to make certain that I get at least one of these bikes done. And I'll test it for you guys and see if it really gets 150 miles a gallon or whatever. Because I see a lot of things out there like that that people make claims, but it looks real enough, and I think it's a good thing to be doing. Boy, I've got tons of windows open. Let me close some of these. Boom. Okay, Dutch Jones Radio Program. Facebook, I can close Facebook. I got all kinds of stuff going on Facebook. Evil Conservative Radio, Motorized Bikes. Let me close all these windows. Maybe that's why the thing was stuttering. So, okay, get that open, get this, and we can get back to the conversation. A rig in Russia blew up 2 days after the one in the Gulf. That's right, and I remember that they were missing some people. So they're going to go after these oil rigs. Why? Because they're going to stop us from getting oil. There's two things that you need to mount a revolution. You need fuel to move people, and you need food to feed people. I mean, the bullets and all that, yeah, but we can get those things from our enemies. But if you don't have the ability to move huge amounts of people, i.e. the refugees that you want out of the battle zone so that they don't get slaughtered by the New World Order, if you don't have fuel, you're stuck. And if you're stuck in a city like the Warsaw Ghetto, which will be the L.A. ghettos, I mean, they're already ghettos, but you get my point, the Phoenix ghettos, they've got you. So they're going to push up. They got to stop the flow of oil. And when gasoline goes up to $7 or $8 a gallon, which I think it will, you're done. That's why I'm pushing for these motorized bikes for everybody to get. We're going to have them. You know, we've got our four-wheel drives. We try to keep them gassed up. All that kind of stuff is true. But I think that they're going to push for food and fuel rationing. Food and fuel. And I include water in that also, in the food side. Doesn't matter if you've got 5,000 rounds of ammo, two main battle rifles. What are you going to do if you can't get to the fight because they've taken all the fuel? You know? And they control the highways. You need a way to go overland. You need a way to go places that they don't have the manpower to block. You don't want to end up as a refugee, because the refugees are a weapon of war. People who don't think that don't study war. The refugees are a weapon of war because it forces your enemy to deal with the... If they're going to deal with them in a godly manner, that takes resources away from the fight. If they decide to be ungodly and slaughter them, that's still bullets that they have to dedicate. That's still soldiers they have to dedicate to the refugee problem. That's why in an honorable warfare, you would make an announcement to an area and you tell the civilians to get out under their own power, and then the powers that be would wage war. That's the way that used to be done. And those that stuck behind got raped and pillaged. So we're looking for these things. That's why we're sitting around this modern-day campfire. That's why we sheepdogs discuss these things. You know, average people discuss other people. You know, ooh, what's Britney Spears doing? Oh, what happened on American Idol? Wise people discuss ideas and concepts like we do here. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm patting you guys on the back. Let's see. Rocky Hill Ranger, Obama is waiting to let us let that out. He will time. Oh, they're going to time this perfectly. They're either going to exploit a man-made disaster that they do or somebody else does, or even a catastrophe like another tsunami or earthquakes. And then they're going to start stuff. PennDOT says Iran is the Gog and Magog war. That's a possibility. I personally don't believe that, but I don't claim to know everything. So, yeah, that's, you know. Again, a guest on Randy's show said that nothing would work in cap off the oil for a miracle or a nuke. That's the other thing. You see how they're trying to, they're letting this oil go out 5,000 barrels a day, which I think is a lie. They covered one of the leaks. They capped it, but it still didn't stop the volume because there are two other leaks in that line, and now they're going to cover it with a large basin and try and collect the oil coming out of it. I am surprised, and follow my logic here, that oil rig technology has been around for a very, very long time. Why are they having to create and invent the technology right now as it's needed? Were not these things all already up and running? It was just like the fires in Iraq, when Saddam set fire to the oil fields and the Red Adair type guys went over there. They told us, oh, this is going to take centuries to do. We'll never be able to get them off. It's a global catastrophe. Red Adair's like, send my grandkids in. He was too old to do anything, but his company would in. They already had technology in place, and they went about stopping those oil field fires. You cannot tell me that there are not some deep sea recovery salvage companies out there right now going, we can do it. We've got unmanned subs, we've got manned subs, we can go down there, we can do this. And they're not letting them anywhere near that leak. They're not letting them anywhere near the leak for a reason. They want the catastrophe. They want the catastrophe, so it's just another thing going on. Look at the flooding that's going on the Cumberland River. It floods every year, but this time it's a lot worse. And I pray for those people out there. But when you're watching the water level go up, you're forgetting about what the government's doing to you. When San Francisco comes on the news and says they're worried about the anarchists burning down San Francisco, I mean, they literally are acting that way. Here in the Central Valley, it's the gangs. There, every night, they're rounding up 50 to 60 gang members, but what they're not telling you is the next day they're back on the streets because there's no room in the jail. And I'm surprised the Fresno Bee is actually putting that at the end of it. It's a stock statement. It is unknown how many remained in custody due to the overcrowding, that most were just cited and released. And the home takeover robberies are taking off here in the Central Valley. There were three today alone, just from the little bit of news I was listening to. Be very aware. Be very alert. And it may be something that we haven't even considered. You know, the stuff I was talking about going on in Europe, the euro, which was supposed to be the super monetary note, is now waning, falling apart, and people are talking about getting away from the European Union. People in Europe are even wising up. Those people that have been used to having the boot on their neck, from the Vatican to different kings to the Nazis to the Marxists to the Stalinists, they're finally starting to go, hey, wait a minute. And I think it's because America's starting to wane. I think the Europeans, I get these letters, I have a lot of listeners in Europe. And they look at us and they go, man, we always thought, well, if things get really bad, we'll just count on America or we'll go to America. But now, America's starting to fall, starting to crumble. They're talking in the chat room about the oil fields and nukes and the threats of Iran and all that. That's all another part of their chess game, their threat factor. Once the threat factor goes up and they got us all seeing terrorists around every corner. Even this moron that went to Pakistan, got trained, and came back. That's another thing. If he's been on this fly list, how did he... They're talking about the no-fly list, and how did he get on it to escape, and they had to stop him. How did he get into the country if he was on the no-fly list? You know, it just shows that their security tactics are just there to harass you, not really stop them. They're there to make life more miserable for you and to make you think that this, that there's a solution, and the solution's the government. I can't remember who it was. Somebody sent me something today. It was a great quote, a listener of the show, that said, put the government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there will be a shortage of sand. I'm going to say that again for those of you that are listening in San Francisco. Put the government in charge of the Sahara Desert, and within 5 years there will be a shortage of sand. That's it. And people think it's incompetence. Well, maybe they put incompetent people as gatekeepers to cause it, but it's all part of the plan. When they said the communists, the Stalinists, the Marxists said they were going to take America, they would pick it from a tree as if it were a ripe fruit, meaning they were willing to wait. And America is now a ripe fruit, ready to be picked by whatever, you know, threat they want, and then who's going to come in? The New World Order. A New World Order. I heard quotes today from Kissinger. In an interview he did last summer, when he was talking in Russia, talking about how he would have us all disarmed, how we have to admit that we need a global executive to make things right because nobody's going to pay attention to what the UN says. We need to have a one-world government to solve all these ills. Well, we wouldn't have all these ills if the people behind the New World Order weren't starting them, right? You know, that's like the mafia coming into your restaurant and saying, hey, you need to buy insurance. Well, I've already got insurance. But do you have insurance to keep mafia guys from coming in and trying to take money from you? Well, no, I don't need that. Well, you do now. Oops, and they smash something. New World Order is just like a big protection racket. People are talking about Mexico in there. That's some upward pressure. from tribal people that live south of us that are willing to be peons and work for a terrible wage and live under the boot of whoever's, you know, they think it's warm under the boot. So they tolerate it. They have tolerated it for 500 years since the Spanish came. All those illegal aliens coming in here, the government does not want to stop them. The government needs them. Somebody said there's no such thing as an illegal alien. They're just unregistered Democrats. That's half of it because the Republicans need them to scare you. What?
Undocumented Democrats.
I say unregistered Democrats. Undocumented. So we have to stay on our toes. We have to stay vigilant. And, you know, I saw a really bad movie last night called Time Chasers. Is that it? Where it was done in Vermont, so they had to use the Revolutionary War reenactors. And this bad guy goes back in time with an Uzi, and you know he's fighting the colonials and he's in all kinds of stuff. Hello, Stacy just walked in. Happy to have you back. And I often think, you know, they made a comment in there about because the colonials ran away from the Uzi, and they made a comment like, "Ooh, I guess so much for the courage of the Minutemen and our forefathers." And I just wanted to jump up and put my boot through the TV. Here's another small time movie company taking a dig at Minutemen in their own way, you know, but. Those men and women that sit on the border that are doing the job that the government refuses to do because they can't do it, because it would be counter to their... I mean, a house divided cannot stand. So the U.S. government, which is really the New World Order government, can't stop the people coming in from that border. We heard yesterday from Melody... Oh, I forgot Melody's last name. Mel's Bar and Grill, the host. Gillespie. Is it Gillespie?
I think.
I don't want to say the wrong... But Melody from Mel's Bar and Grill... And she made a comment about the treaty being expired, the Hidalgo Treaty, and I forgot the second name in that, too. I'm terrible with names. There's so much stuff that we don't even know that affects us. I mean, how are we to keep up on all this, you know? So we just got to keep doing what's right, staying coram deo. I haven't said that yet today, so I got to say that coram deo. If you guys go to my Facebook page, Dutch Jones on Facebook, you'll see we put some pictures up of training, and we're working on doing that. We're trying to make some people that were in the training want to get some pictures, so we're trying to do that so that, you know, we can send them out to them. So we've got to keep training. We've got to keep organized. We've got to keep supporting each other. I hate to lose Nicholas. I mean, if he was counter to the cause the whole time, then it wouldn't do any good. But the fact that we just lost somebody else, somebody who pulled himself out because of selfishness, probably money. I mean, I, more than anyone, should be pulling out because of money. I don't make any money doing this. It costs us money to keep this stuff up and running. And those of you that donate, God bless you. But it's not about the money. Like I said, if I just have to go down to a Starbucks every afternoon in a van down by the river and do this, I'm going to do it. But Nicholas let that happen. He was afraid of losing money. And it's sad. And we can't lose any more of you. Can't use any more listeners. If I offend you because I touch on one of your sacred animals or sacred topics, I say something about Israel and you love Israel, realize that in the big picture, that doesn't matter. What matters is we have to fight the New World Order together now, and then we'll filter it out. Maybe we'll find out in the end that Israel wasn't the big stinker that I think it is. I'm willing to eat crow on that one, but I'm not willing to lose any more fighters. I'm not willing to lose any more supporters and patriots. Whether you donate or not, your prayers are so needed. Your fellowship is needed. And I need to know that when the balloon goes up, some of you are going to do whatever you can to stand in the gap for the Lord. And I don't want to chase anybody off, but that doesn't mean I'm going by any means to curb the message. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. We're coming up on the end of the hour here. Nobody's called in yet. It's 559-561-8225. That's area code 559-561-8225. In case you're wondering what the last four digits, they spell T-C-A-K. I don't know where Brett is. Somebody's asking about Brett. He, because of a housing situation, ended up living with Nicholas. So I'm sure Nicholas will not allow him to listen to this show. I know for a fact that if he could, he would. And let's pray for Brett to get back on his feet, that business will pick up, that he can afford his own place to stay, and he won't have to live by another man's rules because of necessity. It's a nice little microcosm there, and I don't want to jeopardize anything for Brett, so I'm not going to say any more on it, but that's where Brett is. I do miss our frequent calls with Brett and his constant battle with making sure everybody remembers that what? 9/11 was a what?
Inside job.
Yeah. So, that's where Brett is. I talked to him recently, and he handed out a bunch of 9/11 was a...
Outside job.
No, inside job.
Inside job.
DVDs at a fire station and Camp FEMA stuff. So he's still out there fighting the battle. He hasn't stopped. Although he's under attack, and we're all under attack. We talked about that yesterday a little bit. We're going to play a commercial and then play a song, and then we'll come back after the break. I want to greet my lovely wife. She disappeared. She ran in, and I don't see where she went. So go ahead and play the song, and we'll be back. He's looking around now.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the
wire. There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order, a new world order.
How can you have a...
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
You can't prove I did it.
I don't know who knocked us off, Lou. I wasn't saying it was you. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program here for our second hour, simulcasting with Liberty Tree Radio. And we're also on DutchJones.tk and ubroadcast.com. You just type in Dutch Jones. We're also on Facebook and MySpace. Type in Dutch Jones. When you go to those, you will find players embedded there that you can listen to. And if you go to the DutchJones.tk, you will find a chat room that you may take part in. The phone number to call in on our second hour here is 559-561-8225. I got to turn something down here real quick. Okay, there we go. That's better. I was getting some electronic bleed over from a monitor. Yeah, go. You don't need to tell me. I already told you to go. We're going to be getting ready for a Bible study here tonight at 7, so I had to send Lou out. He has to set up a video camera because the pastor wants to videotape it. For those of you that are coming up here, you need to leave now. You better leave now if you're going to get here by 7. To our mountain hideaway. And if you don't have it already, the book tonight is going to be America's Providential History, and that is by Beliles and McDowell, and it is available on Providence Press, America's Providential History. We're starting that Bible study tonight. The books are, I believe they were $10, $15?
$15
here at the church. If you can find them cheaper, let us know. That's what the church paid for them. And this is going to be about a two-year Bible study every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at the church at Cahuilla. If you want directions, go to the website, and there's links there right at the top. You see all the links there right underneath the player and the chip-in widget. Make sure you stop at that chip-in widget. We need to pay the bills. We need to get our money over to Liberty Tree Radio, folks. You like hearing us? You got to help out. If you don't like hearing us, you got to pay double. Remember what I said? It's a $5 donation. If you like hearing us, it's $20 four times if you don't like hearing us. So
there's 20 bucks.
Uh-oh. Studio audience is ready to give me 20 bucks. So... Lou has jumped out of here. He's also the audio video guy like I am for the church, so he doesn't want to do the show. I was going to let him have the second hour, and he could talk about nerds and Smarties and all his kind of favorite candies, but no, he decided to go down and set up the video camera. He'll be back, though. Somebody said they liked our rolling where it says it's all that cheese they eat. That's from Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I love that cartoon. Late at night, I used to watch Space Ghost Coast to Coast on Cartoon Network or whatever it was. So that's what that is from. Somebody wanted to know what that was. So if you want to talk about anything, you can call the phone number at 559-561-8225, all things in the Patriot Movement. But I'm going to talk a little bit about what we're doing tonight with America's Providential History. Now, this book that we're using, we use it right here. It's a homeschool textbook for us. It's hello, Stacey.
Hello.
Say hi to everybody, Stace.
Hello, everybody.
She's walking by me with a, it looks like a taco salad in her hand.
No, it's a bowl of salad.
A bowl of salad. But it's used for homeschooling. Private and public schools even use this. Church, Sunday schools, political seminars, discussion groups, and college and seminary use. Now, remember that history is his story. H-I-S-story. It's the story of God and his people on the planet. Well, this deals specifically with God's people being in America from its earliest foundings back to Jamestown and all that kind of stuff. And I've got a lot of stuff I got to take out of this that we use for homeschool. But there's just some amazing stuff in this book. And if you listen to Pastor Warren Mark Campbell here the other day on the show, you heard him reading from this book. Now I got some quotes here, the opening in the book here, just to get you guys ready. If you can't be here for the Bible study, we're going to, depending on how the audio sounds off the video camera, we're going to do what we can to make recordings available for it. Dutch, is timing still off? Not sure what that means. Let me ask. They're in the chat room telling my timing is off. How so? They got to explain that for me in the chat room, what you mean. If you're getting a stutter, we are at it's 6:08 p.m. right now, 6:08 p.m. Pacific time, if that's what you're talking about. And remember, there are time zones. Oh, I see what you're talking about. It's stuttering. We apologize, but when we get so many listeners, that happens. We need to buy more bandwidth. I told you guys about that. That's part of the reason we need your donations. When we do a lot of uploading of sermons and stuff for people and things like that, we lose the quality. And I apologize to you guys for that. But nobody else is downloading anything here? Or did you just start? Did you turn on the internet? Let's see if it slow down over there. Let's see if that's what's doing.
I'm trying to get on Yahoo.
Yeah, it's messing up the internet. You might want to. You're probably going to have to wait, because as soon as you started doing that, it started messing up the audio flow. See, we can't even hook up. Stacy wanted to get on and be able to get in the chat room. She can't even do it. So we really got to get out of here. We've got to get another location where we can stream this from. So we're working on that. Be in prayer for that. That's nothing you guys can help out with. I'm not expecting you guys to pay our rent somewhere. This is, you know, I'm not Barack Obama. But we need your prayer strongly on that. We need to get into a better location. Doing this stuff by satellite, it's just everybody's buffering now. It's just terrible. So this second hour, hopefully we'll be able to stay up. But here's something. Benjamin Franklin said, he who shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Now, the goals of America's Providential History is to equip Christians to be able to introduce biblical principles into the public affairs of America and every nation in the world, and in so doing, bring godly change throughout the world. And that right there, that opening statement, is what this show is all about. That's what this show is all about. Pushing the full crown rights of Jesus Christ into every aspect of America. And that includes the militia movement. That's why Monday night a bunch of us here went to the debate for the sheriff's department. That was a trip. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that also. When I stood up and you have to give your name and where you live. And I said, I'm Dutch Jones. I live in North Fork, Cahuilla, California. The sheriff shifted in his chair, crossed his arms, and tilted his head to the side. And I said, and I asked him a question about Sheriff Mack and turning off the water and deputizing him, and that, you know, I tried to inform them that, you know, I know you have a copy of Sheriff Mack's book because our pastor gave it to him. and that you are not acknowledging the power that you have, kind of thing. And I said it in a nice way. Trust me, I was respectful of the office and of the venue. And then the gentleman sitting behind me asked another question also that night about the Oath Keepers, and do you support the Constitution and that kind of stuff. So as soon as he figured out that my name was Dutch Jones, which I've never used in a public venue before, I slipped up. I was going to use one of my other names. I don't know why I said Dutch Jones, just out of habit, because I was talking to you guys like 10 minutes before. And he said, "I do not support the militia." And he pointed to both of us. And I'm like, neither of us said anything about the militia. I didn't say anything about the militia. And he went on, he goes, "I don't want a bunch of guys running around the hills in camouflage. You're going to get hurt." And then he proceeded to tell us why he thought we were going to get hurt, because he has all kinds of federal troops and SWAT teams running around up here looking for marijuana. See how they used illegal drugs as an excuse to violate the rest of our rights? And he went on to brag about his surveillance vehicles. And he actually admitted that they have Black Hawk helicopters that they got from the federal government, unnamed agency, wouldn't say who.
And cameras that look like gas cans.
And cameras that are disguised as gas cans. I don't know why he said gas can either.
Gas cans and mailboxes.
Yeah, mailboxes, he says, and we're watching what's going on up here. And I'm like, uh-huh. So the joy of living in Cal Jerky Sheriffs. And then afterwards, you know, and there's a bunch that went on in between. A lot of the hippies were asking stupid questions about illegal aliens. Are you going to leave the illegal aliens alone? Leave them alone. And both the candidate and the incumbent said that they would never arrest illegal aliens. And that's because the guy that's in now got elected 15 years ago by registering illegal aliens to vote. I found that out in several different little research things I did. But afterwards, the pastor says, "Hey, what's with taking a shot at the militia?" Because he knows that our pastor's the head of the militia, because he's gone to them trying to get funding. I told you that before, that California state constitution, we got a lot wrong here, but the state constitution says that the sheriff and the county judge is supposed to appoint funds and leaders for the militias. That's if you're in a enrolled, regulated militia, which we're not now because they won't let us do it. And he says, hey, you know, basically, I'm more with you than you know. This is Sheriff Whitman. Sheriff Whitman from Tulare County, by the way, I should say that. And he said, you know, I'm with you guys, but publicly he has to denounce us. What a weasel. And when his answer to me finally about why he wouldn't go turn the federal pumps on to keep from these families from losing their, I mean, farmers are killing themselves, literally committing suicide because they can't provide for their families. Multi-generational farms are going bankrupt and falling into what? International corporation hands. That's why. And he said, "Well, I've got a state budget I need to, a county budget I need to defend. And if I do that, I'll be sued." Mm-hmm. He was whining. He kept saying, "I'm not a whiny sheriff," but he sure kept whining about money, didn't he? Yeah. "They took $5.3 million from me. That's 52 sheriff's deputies I have to lay off every year for the next 5 years." Yeah, well, we know where the sheriff stands in this county, don't we? And it's sad because we were hoping we educated him. We sent him stuff. The pastors met with him. And he basically said, "You guys are on your own up there. You got one deputy now, but we don't know what the future holds. And if anything's going on down here, you're on your own." He did get asked the confiscation of guns, questioned by some other patriots. "I work for you. I will not confiscate guns. I believe in the Second Amendment." Well, he believes in half of the Second Amendment, which is weird because usually it's the other way around. He believes that every person in the county that's allowed to, should own a firearm. Of course, what he's not telling you is he means, but keep it in your own home. When the open carry issue came up, they completely misrepresented it. He says, "Oh, you can only," the candidate, Zapalaka-ding-dong, his name is Zapalak? I don't know, a Hispanic guy who loves illegal aliens, he said. He goes, he meets them every day. He never arrests them, but he meets them every day. He said that, "Oh, you can open carry as long as it's unloaded." Well, that's not the state code. I came home and I was going to mail him a copy of the state code and letters from other sheriffs who stand up for the Constitution, and they don't even have email addresses to contact me. I have to send it to public information officers, and mean it'll never get to them. So it's really weird. People were clapping, you know, at some things. Some hippie said, "Well, what's going on in Arizona? If that were to happen here, like California would ever have the guts to do an anti-illegal alien, would you guys do that?" And they said, "Absolutely not. We will not arrest illegal aliens. That's not our job. It's a federal issue, you know, blah, 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 blah," pushing it off. But one of the great issues that came up, yeah, lay them all off. I hope that he loses $10.5 million from his budget and then let us do our own deal. And the other thing, when he was talking about all the agencies from the federal government that are up here helping him fight the war on drugs because of all the marijuana up here, okay, I'm not a sophisticated guy, but I know if they take one satellite thermal picture, they can see where the marijuana is, they can fly in and spray it. Why do they need to have guys crawling around the mountains? The guys are crawling around the mountains because of people like me living up here. That's why they're doing it. They're watching, not just me, they're watching everybody. Everybody's a suspect, not just me. So that's why they're up here. But he's getting so much money and grant money from the federal government. That's why he doesn't want to go after him on the water. Because he said a lot of his gang unit is completely federal funded by grants. Mm-hmm. He said his gang unit, his graffiti unit, he's naming all these things, his different units that he has.
He said 15 government agencies.
15, thank you.
Marijuana.
15 different government agencies are here just for the marijuana. And what they're doing, for those of you that want to come out here on vacation, in the national park, you're on federal property. Actually, you're on United Nations property. They're stopping cars and just checking for weapons and drugs randomly. They're doing rolling checkpoints up here in the park. I shouldn't be talking about that because it's going to hurt our economy, but I wouldn't go in the park. Even though Obongo himself was forced to sign a thing saying it's legal to take guns into the park, they're not letting anybody do it. They're completely ignoring the law, and they're saying, well, you have to have a concealed weapon to do so. And I'm like, no, you don't. That's not the law. I've studied the law. I've talked to lawyers. I've been to CaliforniaOpenCarry.org. And they're waiting. They want somebody to get arrested and hassled so that they can sue these different sheriffs. And they're in the chat room, they're talking about, God forbid this sheriff deputy do his job. I don't know where my phone is. It's about ready. It's ringing. Sorry, guys. Get it away. I can hear it. Doing the jiu-jitsu thing. Here, take it.
It's not even ringing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's contacting them and telling them what I'm doing. I almost stood up and asked this, but, you know, I thought, they started taking pictures of me. There was a woman in the third row that was the wife of the sheriff candidate, who is a police chief in one of the cities up here, town. As soon as I started asking questions, she kept taking pictures of me. She kept trying to get conversations going with me, and I ignored her. But I was going to stand up and say, I need a list. Okay, you've already said illegal entry into the U.S. Illegal aliens, you're not going to do anything about that. You're not going to support the Constitution when it comes to the militia, the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment, we're allowed to have guns as long as... Oh, and he also said this. He says, if you open carry, be ready to be checked out. Is that how he said it? Be ready to be checked out by one of my deputies. So he's threatening us. Fortunately, the deputies are up here. Leave us alone.
But he said, you better be careful.
You better be careful. Like, yeah, they're going to... And when I talked to his PIO 2 years ago, he says, we don't want anybody going crazy or anything. He's got people running around. I said, hey... The training of your officers is what dictates that. I said, so I need a list of what other federal crimes you're not going to arrest for, because I'm thinking about becoming a counterfeiter. I'm thinking about trading in women across state lines. If you're not going to enforce federal laws, maybe I should get into some businesses that I know is going to be a safe haven for it. Yeah. I said, maybe I should open an Acorn office here and open up brothels for underprivileged Peruvian youth.
Midgets,
yeah.
Midgets.
And then he won't touch it because that's a federal violation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have to say this, Steve from Southern California, if you're still in here, I don't see if... Yeah, you are. You sent out an email to me, and I'll share just this part of it. I fear that the time is gone for men like Sheriff Mack to make a difference. If we've got 19 sheriffs, I think it's up to now, that have taken that book and put it into action... It's not enough. How many counties do we have in California alone and not one sheriff here has done it? That's right. PennDOT says, our Pennsylvania friend, aim small, miss small. I'd rather focus on, Lord, make me fast and accurate, rather than trying to push a political agenda. But yeah, I still go to these venues because I want them to know. I want the sheriff and the guy running for his office to know that we're here. You say, well, why do you want to be there? Because now we know which side of the line they stand on. And we're not going to forget it. And I know that they listened to the show because they knew who Dutch Jones was. So somebody up here probably called and said, hey, we keep hearing this radio station doing this stuff up here. We're here. They're playing Mark Kornke. They got this Dutch guy that comes on. They're doing, oh, you better listen to him. So he probably tells his deputy to drive around and listen to it, maybe record it up here, or maybe he listens in his office. Are you listening there, John Whitman? I saw you get nervous in your seat. I saw the way your eyes got a little beady when we brought up federal constitutional
angry.
Stuff. You got angry.
You
got angry. Those of us that have been in fights know what the opponent looks like when they wish they could do something to you, but they know they can't. Like when the wife's holding them back, or they're at church, and the guy's like, I'm not saying he's not a man. He's probably busted a few heads in his day being a sheriff.
Handcuffed prisoner.
prisoners. Handcuffed prisoners, yeah. So he's probably, you know, he's probably been in a few tumbles, but I could see in his eye in the way he cocked his body and shifted. He wanted to fight. Well, verbally, I would have destroyed the man. And just a little bit I saw of him up there.
He was unarmed.
He was unarmed verbally. The other guy, oh, yeah, the other guy, the socialist guy from Farmersville, yeah. So we've got to put them on notice, and we've got to keep records of these things. And like I asked my son, I said, Lou, you see that man right there? Memorize his face, because if I don't survive this war, you have to stick around to make sure he gets brought up on war crimes for not standing for the Constitution. And Lou's like, okay, Dad, I'll do what I can. You know, I'll do what I can. I'll try and memorize them. And we were looking at his website, and the sheriff's website. They're untouchable. They don't even have a phone number to call him. Kind of strange. And they went into, you know, most of the hippies up here were worried about, you know, all the people are parking in front of our driveways and going to the river. I didn't want to get into the
teenagers.
All that. The teenagers. I heard about teenagers sitting down by the river smoking cigarettes.
Bragging about their crimes.
We need cameras all along the river. I couldn't believe these sheeple.
Cops.
They want more cops, more cameras. They want helicopters to come up here. And you know what's going to happen if they do that? Well, one, you know, I'm talking about sheeple here. They're going to stop coming up here, and every little shop up here that sells beer and sunscreen is going out of business.
Yeah.
So these same city folks that moved up here that are demanding, as we put it, they want to get away from the city. They're demanding city-level services in the unincorporated mountainous communities. They go, I called the sheriff the other day because somebody stole my lawnmower at some point in time. I don't know when it was stolen, and it took them like a day to get here. Well, man, people are being shot in the face with AK-47s in Tulare. And you're worried about your lawnmower? Maybe if you'd have locked it up and protected it with a gun, it wouldn't happen.
Trespassers will be shot.
Trespassers will be shot signs. Yeah, exactly. Studio audience member threw that out. Hey, Ed, AK-47, thank you. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're in. I hope the stream is going well. We're having all kinds of problems with it here. I'm glad you're there. Chat room's really booming. I don't have anybody to monitor the Liberty Tree Radio chat room right now. We're down a staff member because we're setting up for something. But hopefully it's working.
I got some intel from Southern California about skirmishes of drunken Mexicans being Cinco de Mayo.
Right, Cinco de Mayo battle's already going on?
Yeah, they're fighting because of the immigration thing in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
They're all drunk and angry, and here there's some pretty bad little pockets of violence and civil unrest going on.
Yeah, see, I don't have TV up here where we're at, so we're getting some insight, and I'm sure you folks know more about it than we do. Yeah, phone calls are coming in up here that there's been some Cinco de Mayo unrest. Go figure. We're calling it Cinco de Ammo. Cinco de Ammo. We want you to go out and buy 5 cases of ammo for every gun you have. Cinco de Ammo. I know it's not exactly English, Spanish kind of thing, but you get it.
It's Dutch.
But, yeah, it's Dutch. We're mixing it. It's pidgin Dutch. But I'm challenging you guys, check with your sheriff's departments. I mean, you know, if you've already got issues with them, don't walk in there and go, hey, I want an interview with the sheriff, and they got your picture behind the counter. No, don't do that.
And don't wear camo.
Did we wear camo Monday? I think I just had, I had jeans and a green shirt on, a hunting shirt, you know. Yeah, I'm down to Lou. I don't have Lou in here. He's down in the church, guys, so I can't even take a break. I can't even take a break without Lou in the room. So that's what's happening. But we need to hold these people accountable. We need to call them on the carpet, especially in public venues. Normally, they get the usual, hey, why aren't there enough crossing guards set up in front of the school? Why do we only have one deputy? The water's on. It's on hot.
Oh.
Yeah, the electricity's on so that we could do the dishes. Yeah.
You need to turn it off.
Yeah, well, we can turn it off and then do the dishes. So when Lou comes back, have him at least put them in the water. It's a little behind the scenes there for you. We have to turn our electricity on to heat our water. So that's the way we do it. But that's what it's like. And we're not complaining. But all these folks that moved up here from the cities, I can't believe. We need cameras everywhere. One guy stood up and said, in Europe, they got cameras everywhere. And I almost said, well, what's their crime rate like? It's still terrible. You know, and somebody, you know, those cameras sure didn't help them on the subway bombings in England, did they? You know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But somebody, PennDOT's writing, but 12 more states are getting laws like Arizona. And it's good that that's going. So we're getting some the other way. But in all honesty, they're going to shut this down in the judiciary. Arizona, you know, they're going to, ACLU is just waiting to jump on this. Every single, you know, how do I say this without getting Nicholas mad? Zionist lawyer is going to be down there waiting for an illegal alien to be arrested so that they can carry the case to represent everybody named Gonzalez that came across. We started a new show on Liberty Tree Radio Day, Forbidden Knowledge. They shot footage of the broadcast for their comeback TV show to public access on Ann Arbor TV. Ed wants that put out. So a new show called Forbidden Knowledge. It's going to be on public access. I'm glad you brought that up because that's another tool that people don't use, public access. Now, I worked in this back in the 90s because I got into it when I was a kid for the music scene. But if you have cable lines running through your community or in your county, that they're using public rights of way to do so. So usually when the franchise agreement between whatever cable company, this is only for cable, not satellite or any of that other stuff, they have to set aside certain channels. They're called PEG channels, PEG, public, educational, and government channels. And they have to make them available for people to put whatever they want on. And they mean anything. They can scramble stuff if it's bad, and people can request to have it unscrambled. But where I worked in Riverside County, we had a skinhead show that would come on. We put them on at midnight, and people had to unscramble it. And they got on there and just did whatever they wanted about skinhead stuff. I had a guy that all he would do was interview football players and put it on. So public education and government access TV. They'll make you pay a little fee to use their equipment, but it has to be free to air it. So if you, with a modern laptop and the cameras and stuff around today, you could be doing your own Patriot show, go to Comcast, I don't even know what cable companies are out there anymore, and just say, hey, I'd like to get access to the PEG channels. And if they don't let you, you find out who handled the franchise agreement. It's usually somebody at community development at your city. Say, hey, these big bad cable company won't let us use their public access. Great idea. I'm glad you brought that up, Ed. So watch out for that. Comcast sucks, yeah. I used to, well, we had TCI, but I don't know if TCI, Turner Communications, when I was a fireman, because we had our own cable access. We were under the G of government. We had a fire 24-hour radio, or excuse me, TV network for the county. And I would go out and cover fires and do little news things. I would do training things, earthquake stuff, find national things and play them. You know, it sounds a little boring, but it was actually quite fun. So, Ed, that's Ed Kornke.
Oh.
Stacey's like, who's Ed? That's a new guy.
Yeah,
she hasn't been in the chat room for a while, guys. So, but public access is a great way to get the story out as long as they let us use it. I know, guys, in fact, we had a guy who had a public access show, and all he did is get on there and complain about the police chief of Riverside. Every week, you would just have people call up and go, yeah, one of your cops pulled me over and molested me, you know, and it would just go out live on the air, completely unaccountable, you know, and it was like, and I'm sitting there in the control room going, can we do this? Yeah, we have to air it. Okay, you know, we had a show called Moreno Valley Live where people would call up and complain about the government. It was great, you know, we called them the gadflies, but I secretly was like, yeah, let's get them on the air, you know, but it was supposed to be about how great the city was, and it ended up being how scummy the city was. So you guys can have your own shows. It doesn't have to be on internet radio. You don't have to get all broken up. Let's see. Ed the AK-47. Edward Allen Kornke used to transmit on FM 47 Kit Radio. There you go. We're still looking for a power supply here, folks. My pastor's going to kill me because we've got this nice 400-watt amp, but it needs a 48-volt power supply, DC regulated, and we can't find one. All the places I go, they don't have them. And it's just insane. We got to get it up on there. We're back at 40 watts. We were down yesterday when the power line went down, but the guy sitting in here with the pellet gun shooting right now, and the pastor got the power back up to us, but we still have to turn the power on to heat up water, to take a bath or wash the dishes, that kind of stuff. It's just the way it is. Otherwise, if we leave the water heater on, we get like a $300 power bill for the month because there's something wrong with it.
Is it off?
I'll turn it off. It's been on for about an hour and a half so we could have hot water. I'm waiting for Lewis to come back up. We'll make Lou wash the dishes. That's what we'll do. And then he can play a song so I can have a break. But right now I can't even go to a break. Sounds like the guy on the ribbon, all he ever talks about is how the Coast Guard screwed him over on RBN. Yeah. See, that's why, like, I tried to stop that. Because, I mean, you know, we're mad at First Amendment radio and all that. But I'm not going to make my whole career out of slamming another radio network. I like to have answers, and that's why I ask you guys to listen to the show and to call in. And again, the number is 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. So we had an interesting meeting with the sheriffs. I'm pretty sure we'll get more surveillance now because of it. We talked to the deputy, and he's like, yeah, I don't have a problem with you guys. I thought it was great when you guys did your training up there and everything, you know, when you guys did your shooting and your tactical stuff. And, you know, I wanted to go, but I had to work and all that kind of thing. So that's one thing. Make sure you go to these public venues, especially if they're televised. City council meetings that are televised, get up and talk on items off the agenda. They'll usually give you 3 to 5 minutes, or if you can work it into whatever the agenda is. I love that. When people, we had a regular group of militia guys that used to do it in the city of Riverside and city of Moreno Valley. They'd come up during the comments, and they'd always bring up the New World Order. They'd bring up, you know, Zog. They'd bring up everything. It was great. And it would go out live over the air. And then the way, because these city council members are so vain, they want it repeated 5 times a day for 2 weeks until the next live meeting comes on. So you'll be watching channel 23 or 26 or 36, whatever they set up the channel for. And boom, 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 you'd be seeing these guys get up there because they can't edit it because of the Brown Act. They cannot edit. It's a public official recording. So these guys would get up there for 5 minutes and just go on and on about what was going on, and people would hear it. In dense communities, I don't mean dense in their heads, but population-dense communities, what a great way to reach the public. One guy used to get up and just read different parts of the Constitution. And then when he got done with the Constitution, because he got 5 minutes at a time, then when he's done with that, he'd start on the Declaration of Independence. We had people that would come in and do the Bible. They start reading verses from the Bible on topics not on the agenda. We had the, okay, Jewish Defense League, JDL, I can't remember that guy's name, Jerry Rubens, come in and protest us. That's one big Jewish boy. And he came in to protest, brought their hard hats and everything that this guy was reading the Bible, and said, okay, you have 5 minutes to read from the Talmud. Somebody said that on the city council. It was obviously one of the city councilmen was a little informed on what's going on. He says, you go ahead, read from the Talmud for 5 minutes. Go ahead, we'll give it to you. He never came back again. I actually went out and talked to him. I was like, wow, you know, I'm surprised you come out to some little podunk town like this. Oh, you got a badge?
Yeah.
Stacy has a name badge. Ooh, Tulare County Resource Management Agency. That's the photo they're going to show on TV when they arrest us, Stace. You do realize, because you work for the county,
okay,
this picture right here is going to be the one, but you're smiling. That's nice.
When she showed me a picture, it looked like a mugshot.
It looks like a mugshot.
And she laughed.
Yeah, that's great. That's the one that's going to be up when they come. You know, oh, we found another Hutari group. This guy's got a radio show. He's talking bad about the sheriff's department. He reads the Bible on the air. Let's go arrest him and his wife. So that's the picture that's going to be in the paper right there. They're going to have the one of me. Excuse me, I'm yelling here. They're going to have the one of me on the border, which I call my Lee Harvey Oswald photo. We actually doctored it so it would look weird, and I'm standing on the border with a different head, and the shadows are all wrong. And that's when they're going to get off the website, and they're going to go, oh, look, so that you guys can already start the game. That's not him. Look at the shadow. That shadow's not right. I did that. So all that stuff of me on the border is all messed up. He's not right-handed. He's left-handed, see? So we think ahead like that. We just accept the fact that it's, you know, if they do get us alive, we're going to make a mockery of it. We're going to be like... who were the Red Brigade guys in Germany? Oh, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but they just made a mockery of the court system. It's going to be like that. I'm going to be like Squeaky Fromm, you know.
Squeaky.
I'm going to be jumping around. They're going to have to taser me and stuff in the courtroom, because I figure my goal, once I'm caught behind enemy lines, is to cause as much distraction as I can so they burn up as many resources, if they get me alive. So that's what's going to happen. So they'll probably muzzle me now that I said that. I probably ruined the whole plan. And I'll just start voiding my bowels and stuff every time they bring me out in public. I'll just make it miserable for them.
Right,
yeah, I'll be 5150 and nothing, you know. But we plan ahead like that. Our pastor on the first Sunday of this year said, we must not forget our brothers and sisters who are going to end up in prison this year. He gave a whole sermon on it about how we should not forget those in jail or prison. And people were like, what are you talking about, Pastor? And he says, you have no idea what this year is going to look like. And, it's because he's listening to people. He listens to, you know, the intelligence report, and I highly recommend it. Go to theintelligencereport.tk. Is it theintelligencereport.tk, Ed? Go ahead and throw that in the chat room. I always remember it's libertyradio.4mg.com, I think. I can't even get my own websites out there right. So forgive me. But the intelligence report. Yeah, I don't have Lewis around to give me the right stuff. So don't let him know I need him that much. Oh, yeah, so it's theintelligencereport.tk. And you can get the archives there. We play the we're playing the archive. I bet if I turn it up. Oh, no, it's music right now. We've got to get the archives back up there. But we play what we can. Spike is kind enough to run that one for us. Oh, good. I didn't realize that was Spike Timmons' website. Cool. Yeah, as you know, after the Hutari thing, a lot of us lost some allies, and I really liked how Militia Radio had all of the archives up, but we just had the same exact thing happen to us. First Amendment Radio, okay, so it's theintelligencereport.co.ck as in Charlie Kilo. But yeah, we just found out, and the audience is going to hear this, so they may get mad and run out the door and go strangle somebody. It's TK, I think, Ted Kennedy, Tyrant Killer. That's what we use. Yeah, it's TK. So it's intelligencereport.co.tk. Nicholas had a server set up for the archives for, like, years of sermons from the church at Kuya. Nicholas at First Amendment Radio, where we used to be. I can understand him taking down my last 3 years of archives or whatever it was. I understand that. He hates me. That's fine. But he penalized the church without even telling the church. He dumped all those archives. And he didn't even tell us so we could change the link. But guess what? One of our listeners, and she's still in here, Olima. Where are you, Olima? There's so many people, I can't see. Olima, there you are. Go ahead and post, Olima, if you would, in the chat room where the archives are now. She not only archived the Dutch Jones Show, she set up an archive for the church at Kuya. And we're going to figure out how to do it. And when we go down to our secondary location, Lewis is going to start uploading sermons. And we'll put up Peter Hammond. We'll put up John Weaver. So it will be a resource for you guys. And unlike Nicholas, we're not charging for our archives. Are you hearing that, Nicholas? I know you're in there. I know you're one of the guests and you won't register. So that was nice. That's what this is about, folks. That's why I do this show. A listener, not even being asked, did that. Another listener took back DutchJones.com. I don't know how you did it. I don't know anything about the internet. But Nicholas over at First Amendment Radio, not.com, took DutchJones.com and put up a bunch of his stuff. So somebody was able to get that back, and now it's this right now, this feed. If you go to DutchJones.com for now, you'll hear the feed. Someone asked me, did Nicholas actually say he hates me? Yes, he did in a letter. He said I was evil, an agent of the government. He said I was probably FBI, and he can't even come to church when I'm in the building because he hates me so much. He said it to the pastor, and of course the pastor showed it to me, you know, because the pastor's not gonna tolerate people talking behind people's
about
backs.
Christian.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna get into the show, but those are the things that happen. Somebody set up an archive for us. That's the point. Forget about what I did that all wrong. I shouldn't have done it that way. Forget about what I said about but. Somebody set up our archives for us.
Run the tape backwards.
Yeah, let's just forget. I'm not recording it anymore. Somebody else is. So, you get my point, right, folks? We work together. We support each other. I may never, ever meet Olima. I may never even talk to her on the phone. I don't know if you've called in.
No, she hasn't.
But look what she did for us.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I mean, that's how we support one another. That's how we continue to fight the good fight in this, and I love saying this, in this, the second war of federal aggression. Which is bigger than federal, you guys all get that, but that's the front we're fighting. I saw there's also a Dutch Jones Sucks on you broadcast. It is actually a 12-year-old boy that got in here and made fun of the Waco children when I was playing a Carl Klang song about the little children of Waco. It's a 12-year-old boy. And I actually went over there and made fun of him and told him to shut up. And, you know, if I can find out where he lives, I'll go hit him with a wiffle bat or something. But it's like you're saying, Ed, I'm getting so much attacks from wimps and fence sitters and people who want to bail from the cause right now. I am if you could see me, if I had my camera instead of the flag up like I got now in the chat room, I'm smiling ear to ear because I know I'm irritating these people and I won't say their names anymore. I am irritating these people so bad that they have to write letters to my pastor. I had the Southern Poverty Law Center email. I think they emailed the pastor or called the pastor and said, do you know who you have transmitting from your church? Do you know who this man is? And they were using a different name that I use when I'm on the border. And, you know, He's responsible for stopping a pregnant woman from coming into the U.S. to have her baby. He and another gentleman picked her up and put her over the fence, and we're going to get him, and we're going to sue him, and we're going to. And the pastor said, "Bring it on. I'll let him keep going to my church." But when they did a background check on me and found out that I owned nothing, I didn't even have a car at the time. My guns were even in other people's names that they loaned them to me so I could use them on the border. The Southern Poverty Law Center backed off, and they're not even on their website anymore. And I was a little upset I wasn't in the 40, you know, with that name that I was using.
Oh,
I think I always go to the Southern Poverty Law Center to see if they, you know, on their Minuteman watch or whatever they call it, to see if they bring that back up. By the way, that woman laid down in a road. I saved her life. And honestly, even if there hadn't been a border there, the safest way was to bring her back over the border. And technically, we were still in the 2 feet that was America. I laid her farther than 2 feet, and I knelt at her side. And I and another person who were EMTs called a Tecate ambulance, and her baby was born in Mexico, where it should have been born. I saved you, the taxpayer, unknown hundreds of thousands of dollars from free medical care for that baby, schooling, because he would have been an anchor baby. She was like 16. It was really sad. And the whole time, and this never came out in the Southern Poverty Law Center, we were being shot at. They weren't trying to hit us. They were trying to scare us. They were shooting over our heads and stuff from south of the border. So, like I said, yeah, Rainey's in there saying, oh, he's not on the hit list. Yeah, I want to. Maybe if they extend their top 40 to 100 most dangerous patriots, I'll get on there. I didn't see Ed Kornke on there either, so, you know.
Mark was on there.
Yeah, was Mark on there?
Yeah.
Mark Kornke was on there? I got to stick it again. So, yeah, the mother, not the. Well, actually, she is from South Africa. Hey, mother. Mother, your baby's being born on the tarmac. You're going to win the lottery now. And then here comes two guys in ghillie suits, which you should have seen the look on her face. Well, what she did is all day she paced up and down the border, south of the border, until it got dark. And as the sun was going down, she stepped over the knee-high barricade. This was back in the 90s. Now they've got a waist-high barricade. No, I'm kidding. They got like a 9-foot-high wall there now in the same spot. Minuteman will tell you that. Steps over the line, lays down, and starts to give birth in America. Fortunately, I know I birthed. This would have been my fourth child, including one of my own that I delivered. The baby wasn't crowning. She wasn't dilated properly. I think she just got tired of walking. So I jumped over there and put her back on the other side where it was safe, because there were cars flying up and down the road she stepped on, or she laid down on. Let's see. Ed says he was the leader of the American militia less than a year ago, according to the Southern Perversion Law Center. And he was on the list. Yeah. I'm trying to get people to make me the unofficial head of the Armenian militia. I like what they're doing, and I love the whole thing about the Armenian Holocaust with the Turks, never letting that one go down. That's the Holocaust du jour for me. You know, that whole Jewish Holocaust, we could get into trouble talking about that, but, you know, 6 million. But 2 million Armenians done by Muslim Turks, yeah, that's one I want not forgotten, even though our monkey president, and that's not a racial thing, he actually looks like Curious George.
Yes, he does.
I'm not making a racial thing. I call him a bongo because he looks like the monkey that beats the bongos when you wind him up.
Or the symbols.
It's not a racist thing. You know, we got, hey, everybody's asking about you, Lou. You okay?
I can't find the tape.
You can't find the tape? You can't find the tape. There's a tape.
There is.
Okay, the tapes are in the control room up on the shelf in there. We'll get them. There's one in the bathroom, too, on the shelf. Look above the toilet. I think I put an 80-minute tape above the toilet. Go look right now in the bathroom here. Yeah, we live audiovisual. I actually put digital videotapes, you know, brand new ones in the bathroom in case I need one. You don't want to know why. Oh, okay. Well, Lou kind of threw me off my thing there, but anyway, my goal is to reach as many people as we can with the Christian militia message. Now, there are a lot of good Christians out there doing the shows. I'm not one to knock anything that they're doing by far. But I just want people to realize that we are Christian soldiers first, American patriots second. And everything that we do, taking off, we got about 15 minutes to our Bible study. That's our message. And I'm asking everyone who's listening right now, the hundreds of thousands of you listening across this land, and I know I got somebody still in England that listens because they email me. please, you know, get two people this month to listen to this show. If every month we get two more people just to give it a try, and one of them sticks, we'll double every month. That's what we need to do. Because people need to hear the raw stuff. They don't need the filtered infotainment. I'm trying to sell military surplus stuff, but that's not the point. In fact, I haven't sold any in a long time. Nobody's going to the website. We just need to build the body. We keep losing good. Well, we lose people. I guess if we're losing them, they're not good people to begin with. You know, they're either in fear, jealousy, or hatred. When AJ was crying about being named in an SPLC ADL report, I was named in the report too as head of the American militias. I bumped Dad and AJ. They named me first. That's what Ed says in the chat room. Yeah, see, there should be a competition for us so you could be at the top of the list. Did you see who was at the top of the list? You know, did you see who? Chuck Baldwin, folks. Chuck Baldwin was at the top of that list. Oh, Buffering's back. I don't know why. Maybe it's because Lewis is running around looking for a tape. I don't know. But, yeah, Chuck Baldwin, a pastor from, Coral Gables, Florida, who preaches out of the Bible, the King James Bible, and reads the Constitution in his church.
And he's
a danger to the United States. Okay, did you find it, Lou?
No.
Okay, we'll find it before we go down. Howdy, folks. How you doing? Who's there?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, who are you talking to?
This Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
How's it going?
Going good. We're live on the air. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, I wanted to, I forgot about this. It was yesterday when I was talking to you about Charles King.
Okay.
This is kind of, well, this has to do with Charles being in a roundabout way. I was looking for a file cabinet on Craigslist, and I went and picked it up from this guy, and they had a warehouse full of, remanufactured or refurbished hospital equipment and stuff. And we got talking, I was surprised how much knowledge he had about 9/11 and
right.
A whole lot, you know, a lot of stuff that we know in the truth movement and stuff.
Okay.
And he told me about these tapes, these DVDs and CDs that these guys came and gave him. He said, I don't know if it was at his warehouse. I think one time was at his warehouse and he was out in a restaurant or something like that, and some guys in suits came up and talked to him. And I don't know how they knew about him, or, well, he knows a girl down the street that used to be, supposedly she was a CIA, one of those people they bring in that is able to, I don't know what you call them, spiritist or something, you know how they call it on the crime scenes and stuff.
Okay.
That's what this lady was, supposedly, and her husband, I guess, at one time was had something to do with the government. And they called her in on the Oklahoma City bombing, and then they called her in on 9/11, I guess. And maybe that's why these guys got contact with her. I don't know. But anyway, they said that they gave him DVDs. One was on the Oklahoma City bombing. They gave him another one with Charles Key on there, and then Sheriff Mack.
Okay.
And then so they said they were from, they called themselves Minutemen.
That's strange.
Yeah. So I thought, that's why I had asked Charles T. about, and I wanted to ask him, I need to call him up and ask him about this incident. I forgot about this when I talked to him last time.
Okay.
But have you heard anything like that?
No, I have not. That's the first I've ever heard of anything like that.
I wonder if these guys weren't some kind of plants or something. Why would you go around in a suit? That's not like, I mean, because FBI or somebody would do that, I would think. That's kind of strange.
Well, they're going to have, I mean, they got all that funding to set up new sheet tree shakers, as they call them, to just dig up more stuff. So, yeah, they're probably creating all kinds of new job descriptions to just go out and do what they can to scare up more indictments. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
So. Carl was trying to tell me something.
Okay, that's fine. I get the same way here, and I'm doing the radio show. It's like, huh, look, a pretty bird.
He's trying to talk to you about the, I guess, Dulce, Mexico, where people go there, you disappear or something like that. Yeah, that's what that guy was telling me.
Oh, where the Americans are going down there and just disappearing, you mean? Is that what you're talking about?
They find out, or they hear rumors about the underground base or something that's going on there, and they go around there asking questions and stuff like that.
I am sure there's more than one place. We have a rumor that about 12 miles behind us is an underground UN base. It's been here. I mean, people have been talking about it since the 60s. We see heavy construction equipment going into the park because we're on the only highway going in, the little communities here. It's like, what do they need that for? What does that do? I mean, they have all these rules that you can't have all this stuff in national parks, but yet they're bringing in rail cars full of stuff on flatbeds, you know, big generator-looking machines, stuff. You know what I'm talking about? They're like self-contained power units and things. They're 44 feet long, you know, 9 feet tall. It's just, I wouldn't be surprised. So we've heard stories, somebody up at the end of this road 3 years ago, they followed his tracks, and they disappeared, and the parents are still looking for him. I was up there walking with my daughter, and they're saying, the cops are saying it's the marijuana guys, but this old cop says, please don't go down that path with your little girl. Our son went down there, he was like 20 years old, and he disappeared and never came back. And I go, ma'am, I'm armed, and I showed her my .45, and she, of course, freaked out and stopped talking to me, but... Yeah, I said, anybody, I may disappear, but I'm taking a few with me, at least, 21, because that's how many mags I got 3 mags of 7 rounds each.
And the people are crazy. I mean, this thing up here, they're trying to pass open carry again.
Yeah.
I just saw that on the state government website today.
Good.
And, but you got to have a CCW in order to carry open carry.
I know. They tried to mention that today. Or Monday, excuse me, and I was like, no, that's not true. Oh, by the way, I told my pastor about Keys, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, I know him, because I started talking about you, and I said, yeah, he contacts Keys, he in fact represented him in an Oath Keepers meeting and stuff, and he goes, oh, he goes, Keys is a great guy, he's wonderful. He goes, if that's the kind of people that are listening to your show, that's awesome, keep it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so my pastor knows who he is, he's had conversations with him and stuff, so...
Wow.
So.
Well, I need to get after him though on some other things. I mean, look, the bottom line is, we're not free.
Yeah.
I don't care what I've talked to that other knucklehead from the other church. Well, I shouldn't call him a knucklehead. I guess he's still a friend, but he makes me mad because it's stupid stuff that he goes with me so far on things, and then he drops off and says, well, it's supposed to, I don't know. He just backs off and stuff, and I get tired of it. But I need to ask Keys about this thing because you can't own property if you're having to pay. Look, like the friend I was just talking about. I told him in there, Jesus Christ. And I want to hear what your opinion was on this. Jesus Christ told Peter, or he asked Peter a question. Whom do the kings require custom or tribute from? Who do they collect that from?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter said, he asked him, their children or, foreigners or something like that. I forget how to word it, but
right.
That's the gist of it. Okay, and I've always thought, especially after being exposed to the freedom movement, that the patriots, and I still see it this way, that Jesus was talking about the kings do not tax their own children. They tax those that are not of their own kingdom.
Yes, foreigners.
Which would be equivalent to our tariffs.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I understand it. That's exactly how I understand it.
Well, then he tells me this junk that he says that it's Jesus is talking about the difference between grace and law.
Yeah.
I'm like... I have never heard that interpreted that way. And that's the thing that, these intense fundamental Baptists that I've come from, that's how they see things today. Baptists didn't, I don't think, used to be like that.
Yeah.
The Baptists today, the ones I know of, they see grace as just about everything you talk about.
Well, that's part of the modern church movement. That's
so much more than just salvation.
Yeah, they want to keep it a spiritual issue and nothing in the physical realm. when the very manifestation of Jesus Christ in the flesh tells us that it's supposed to be both.
Right.
And
it's like I told him, I said, and he agreed with me. I said, the spiritual, we have a spiritual war.
Right.
But the spiritual manifests itself in the physical realm. He's like, amen. But then like, the rest of the stuff, he backs off of it. I'm like, and then he tries to use Mary and Joseph having to pay tribute. Well, they were under the authority of a
dictator.
Of another government.
Yeah.
That is, they weren't under Israel anymore.
Right, yeah. Pax Romana. So interesting, very interesting.
I'm going to take up with Key because we are being, in Oklahoma, we have the income tax.
Yeah, same here.
So how can we be called citizens of this state and free people if the state itself is taxing our income?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just using the sales taxes?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
No, I completely understand, and I don't even want to get into the value-added tax that they're going to put on us so Obongo can pay for all of his trips overseas to apologize for America. No king but King Jesus in the chat room. That's the motto of our church, right over our church door. It's everything that we need to conduct our business, to conduct our nation, to conduct our families is right there in the Bible.
3 minutes. I know. Yeah. I know that, but these dumb Baptists, I mean, Baptists, like...
So am I.
But I'm old time Baptist. I just can't get along with these.
Well, it's
Baptist.
You got to understand. Since 1865, that's been the goal of the government to get into the churches and to make the people sheep. What you're talking about, they're not preaching gospel. They're preaching adjuncted gospel that fits their needs. If you go into a church in 1740, you would not hear that kind of message. You would hear that the kings must bow to the Lord. Not the other way around. You didn't have permits. Well, that's what started stuff in England. You know, the Scottish Covenanters. These kings stepped outside the Bible and said, you need to pay a fee to have a church. So every 501c3 church here in America is just repeating what our ancestors knew was wrong.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Isaac Bacchus, he was another early Baptist here in the 1700s, and he was fighting against corporations.
Right.
Because they were trying to incorporate in the churches then, because so the pastors could get paid from their people, rather than depending on God to meet their needs.
It's all selfishness.
And the Bible says not to take your brother to court.
Well, they were talking about the Honda Accord. See, if we want to be like the modern Christians, oh, the Honda Accord. You must all come in one accord. Oh, we must all drive Hondas. So, okay, guys. Well, Chuck, I got to get going. We got to wrap it up here, and I got to run out the door. So
all right.
Thank you, brother, for calling. I appreciate it, and we'll do the wind down here.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, I wish I could just do an hour with Chuck, 2 hours. He needs his own show. Guy is just, he's just waiting in there, and he's just fighting the battle. Randy says, now I know I don't go to a modern-day church. Neither do we. We're a little community church, interdenominational. We're the Church of Korea up here. Check it out on our website, DutchJones.tk. DutchJones, J-O-E-N-S.tk.